Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. With a critical runoff vote just 5 days away, Senator David Perdue of Georgia is now in quarantine after coming into contact with a staffer who was infected with COVID-19. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Stephen Fowler has more.
Perdue and fellow Republican Kelly Loeffler have been crisscrossing the state to turn out voters in a January 5th runoff that will decide control of the U.S. Senate. But now he is quarantining after coming into close contact with a campaign staffer that tested positive. Perdue has regularly been tested on the trail, and a test Thursday came back negative. It's not clear how this impacts a planned Monday night rally in Northwest Georgia headlined by President Trump. That part of the state, a GOP stronghold, is lagging behind other regions in early vote turnout. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
California Thursday surpassed 25,000 deaths from the coronavirus. The state has become the third to reach that number behind New York and Texas. The milestone comes as the state is experiencing a major surge in infection rates. Hospitals in some regions are full and have begun housing patients in hallways, conference rooms, and even cafeterias. Microsoft says its internal systems were hacked in the wide-reaching cyber attack perpetuated by a group of suspected Russian agents. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, Microsoft says hackers gained access to some of the company's closely guarded source code.
Microsoft had previously said it was among 18,000 customers of IT company SolarWinds to find malware on its systems. But now, Microsoft says the attackers went farther by breaking into its systems, even viewing closely guarded company source code, the privately held DNA of software. Questions remain, says Dmitry Alperich. He's a cybersecurity expert.
Is it the Microsoft Cloud Services? Is it their Windows operating system? Is it Microsoft Office? That would be very helpful to know to understand what source code exactly was accessed.
U.S. authorities are still investigating the Russia-linked hack, seen as the biggest cyber attack in American history. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
After all the effort it took to get to this point, in the end, it seemed almost anticlimactic. Britain has completed its economic break from the European Union. The formal move took place at 11 p.m. Thursday in London. It ended a 48-year partnership with the trading bloc. A new trade deal is in place between the U.K. and the EU now. Britain had left the EU politically almost a year ago. President Trump has delivered a year-end video message. In the video, he highlighted what he called his administration's work to rapidly develop a vaccine against COVID-19. Trump also hailed what he called America's grit, strength, and tenacity. He released the video after returning to Washington from a golfing vacation in Florida. While 2020 has been a miserable year for most people, it was good for the stock market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished the year with record highs. The index finished the year up 7.2%. while the S&P 500 was up 16%. You're listening to NPR News. New police body cam footage shows that several Columbus police officers stood by for several minutes after 47-year-old Andre Hill was shot by another officer. Police had responded to a non-emergency call when Officer Adam Coy shot Hill as he was walking out of a garage. Hill, a black man, was not armed. He was holding a cell phone to his ear. He was also staying at the home where he was shot. No first aid was offered for several minutes after the shooting. Hill died later from his injuries. Car sales took a big hit early in the pandemic, but as the year draws to a close, the industry has achieved a remarkable rebound. Retail sales of new cars have finished the year strong. NPR's Camilla Domonoski has more.
Total sales of new cars are still down sharply over last year. That makes sense for a year in which car plants and dealerships had to close their doors for weeks to slow the spread of the coronavirus. And sales to businesses and governments remain low. But the latest estimates for sales to individuals show robust sales. Nick Willard is with the car shopping site TrueCar.
From a U.S. consumer standpoint, people are still buying cars. They're still showing up at dealerships, and they're actually buying more expensive cars.
Pandemic fears and lifestyle changes are pushing people to drop a lot of money on vehicles, despite the ongoing crisis. Camilla Domonoski, NPR News.
Former U.S. Attorney General and Pennsylvania Governor Dick Thornburgh has died. He was 88 years old. His son says Thornburgh died at a retirement community outside of Pittsburgh. Thornburgh won praise as governor for his handling of the partial nuclear meltdown at Three Mile Island in 1979. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.